Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us once again. And we've got another announcement of a pair of running shoes to give away today. Thanks to jackrabbit.com and Hoka One One. If you haven't entered to win it yet, we've teamed up with jackrabbit.com and giving you the chance to win four pairs of shoes throughout this month. We've given away three already. One more to go. And if you're not in the draw or in the mix, so to speak, make sure you do it now. Okay, head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge to get your name into the hats. We'll be doing the next draw in a week from now. Coming up on today's podcast, I touch base with Bob McRae to find out a little bit about his running prowess. Speaking of running shoes, we get some tips and hints and strategies from Bob on today's podcast. But a big congratulations to our next winner here today, and it is Roberto Garcia. Welcome. Congratulations, Roberto. Thank you so much for entering the contest. That URL, once again, if you'd like to get into the draw, is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. You can also text the word jackrabbit to 44222. In the spotlight, in the coach's corner today, is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles, but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Pop onto your run now. It's up there. I mean, you sort of were a bit debatable about which was your strongest. You conceded that it was your bike, but it helps having a fairly strong run as opposed to having a bike that's miles ahead of the other two disciplines, that getting off the bike, you still have some confidence that you are able to put in a good performance.
Yeah. I was very pleased with how Boulder went last year in every respect except for the swim. I think that that comes down to the bike as well, and that's why I spent so much time on it from 2012 to to probably 2016. I think it was Gordo Byrne who said that you're not going to be able to use your run strength unless you're strong on the bike. That's where I spent most of my time improving, and the next 5 years I'm going to focus on my swim and my run. I tend to run a fair amount. I mean, I peaked out last year, I think at 80 miles in a week. In fact, I've already hit 80 miles, in a week this year in March, on the treadmill, surprisingly. But, I tend to run several times a week, and I like to get up to the 20 mile, the classic 20 mile run preparing for an Ironman, even for a half Ironman. I think that really benefits me.
Tell me about that. Is that a mental obviously it's, you physically prepared for a half Ironman, for a full Ironman doing the 20, but going beyond what you would do in the half, is that just as much mental as it is physical preparation?
I think it's just not really as much mental, because the halves go by so quickly. it's just more physical strength, and pushing hard on the bike and having tired legs. And if you're able to do a solid negative split 20 mile run, you know, that half Ironman, leg is, and you're getting warmed up. it's just nice to feel springy at mile 9 and you're able to push it. Of course, it's very different as you go into the full, you know, it's, so I think that, you know, there's some people, in fact, myself, I mean, I did, as I came back, my second, Ironman back was Ironman Cozumel 2013. And that was on the base of 1 hour runs. And it was, you know, it was a fair marathon. It wasn't great. But it was sufficient. But I just feel like that those longer runs are just, it helps you focus, when it gets tough. I mean, I suppose a good degree of that is mental, but if you're physically prepared, it's less mentally taxing.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Bob, you mentioned when we were telling about your cycling that you prefer doing most of your training on an indoor. As far as the run goes, you touched on treadmill. Do you do lots on the treadmill or do you tend to get out more on the run?
You know, in the winter, it's probably exclusively treadmill. I started back up in, I don't know, probably middle of November this year, maybe early part of December, very modestly. And I ramped to 80 miles, in the week in March, getting ready for the season this year. And it was entirely on the treadmill. And I don't mind doing, I think I ended up doing a two-hour, 20-minute run on the treadmill this year. It's the first time I've ever gone beyond an hour and a half. And it's far easier on the body, that's for sure. What I had noticed this year, and that's probably the most I've ever run on the treadmill, just in terms of volume and also the longer runs. I was surprised at how it wasn't translating over the road. And I was curious to see how, you know, somebody like Lionel Sanders, how it translates. You know, it tends to work for him pretty well. I don't know.
Are you convinced yet, or is the jury still out?
Well, I think for me, and maybe it's just the settings or something like that, I feel like it's probably a good early season prep for aerobic conditioning and to some degree running form. But because of the impact on the road, I think you just got to get out there and get on the road, and it's, you know, it's just got to be part of the whole buildup. I don't think I'd want to prepare for an Ironman on the treadmill for sure. I think it'd be too hard.
Absolutely. As far as favorite run workouts go, what do you absolutely love doing?
I think my favorite is just the long negative split runs, 20 miles.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Go out at the, you know, marathon pace and come back at a half Ironman pace.
I love that. And I take it, I mean, you've mentioned negative splits a couple of times. Is that something you strive for? Is it just in training, or do you try and do that on race day as well?
Training for sure. And it'll be typically I'm just on a long run or an easy, you know, 1 hour run, for example. But not like the long run, where it's a marked difference between the two. So for example, in the long run, I'll go out and heart rate will be on the way out 135 and on the way back 155. So big difference between the two. Race day is very different. I think I found that a constant heart rate is probably the best way to pace for an Ironman. On probably almost any course. I did a whole bunch of analysis last year of my training runs, and how I ran uphill versus downhill versus flat. And I don't run very well on hills anyway, but it turned out that it looked like I should push it on the hills up and down, and also, and then also, I should say, hold back a bit on the flats, but I opted for something a little bit more conventional and conservative, which was just constant heart rate during race day.
Well, brilliant. Bob, thanks for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by jackrabbit.com. We've teamed up with Hoka One One and Jack Rabbit to give away a pair of running shoes again this week. If you'd like to get into the draw to win, all you have to do is head over to that URL. It is jackrabbit.com/Cone Edge, or simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222 to get into the draw. Thank you very much to Bob for sharing a little bit about his running prowess here on the podcast. We're back again tomorrow to talk some nutrition. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.